A very interesting announcement this past week regarding the Black College World Series. It was released on February the 10th. It's going to be played in Montgomery. And I have a feeling the baseball is going to be absolutely outstanding. And, of course, the ballpark there is very becoming and welcoming as well. We're going to visit with author Michael Coker, who has followed college baseball. He's one of a select group of people in this country that really believe in college baseball. You've heard other voices like his. Bo Carter, of course, who appears regularly. The late Russ Anderson was a perfect example of a person who was really committed to the game, followed it closely, did everything he could to help promote it. Author Michael Coker is our guest and has done the same. And he has a wonderful website to which he is a primary contributor, Black College Nines. And, of course, he is a member of the NCBWA and joins a number of other very talented writers. Michael, it's wonderful to visit with you. It sounds like there's a lot of excitement going into this tournament with the announcement coming up. Take us through the process on that and what this tournament is going to be like.
Well, Bill, first of all, Bill Hazen, thank you for having me on board. It's a pleasure to come onto your show, which it's an honor because I never thought that this opportunity would present itself. I've listened to your show quite a bit, and just to be on your show, I'm more than happy to give you whatever information you need. The Black College World Series, it took me 10 years to get it as to where last year in 2021, April and May of last year, was the inaugural Black College World Series. And it took me 10 years to plan it, to finally make it fruitful. In between that time frame, I had developers and people that just stumbled. Finally, it happened last year. And we found the perfect place for it, being Montgomery, home of the Montgomery, Alabama, home of the Tampa Rays minor league facility, the Montgomery Biscuits. And that 10-year period, what got me to start that, Bill, was a former coach who passed away this year, and it really bothered me that he passed away. His name was Jeffrey Hunter. Jeffrey Hunter was a coach at Bluefield State College in Bluefield, West Virginia. I called him one day to ask him, I was doing a story, and I had some information on a couple of his players. So he gave me that information, and then we just kept talking, and then he said, you know, HBCUs, historically Black college and universities, they have nothing to play for. Hunter was a blonde-haired guy. He was an older guy, and I really took to him because he was full of good information, and what he said to me was, he says, outside of a conference championship, he says, HBCUs have nothing to play for. So I took that to heart, and I said, you know something? I'm going to do something about that. Mm-hmm. Lo and behold, it took me 10 years, but at least we got it on. We had it last year. And this May 10th to the 15th, will be our second Black College World Series back in Montgomery. And we're looking forward to it, to crowning an HBCU champion that's going to go out in the field and perform championship-level play on the field.
Yes, definitely. You mentioned how long it took to achieve this and piece it together, a decade. How much was the NCAA involved in it, since this runs somewhat parallel to some of the NCAA activities with their own College World Series?
We found the right dates to do it. Mm-hmm. Plus, we had the NCAA and the NAIA blessing. One of their requirements is that the team, it has to be under their 56 allotted game schedule. So the teams that we had in there that was based ranked upon from Black College Nine, our top 10 poll, we were able to get those teams into the tournament. And the NCAA said, as long as it's under the allotted games, then we were good. And the same thing with the NAIA. And we were able to put on a very successful tournament. Now, we had 8 teams last year, but the tournament only went down with 6 because one team came down with COVID. One had administrative issues. So we got it down to 6. We had a great tournament. It went on. We thought one day we would have a problem with rain. It had overcast skies. It looked like it wanted to rain, but it didn't. God bless, we got the tournament in.
Yeah. You know, there are over, and I'm sure you're well aware of this because you've reached out probably to every one of them. There are over 100 HBCUs in the United States. And I wonder what the process was like last year and what it's going to be like this year to determine who goes to Montgomery.
We have a selection committee. We have formed an alliance called Black College Championships. Bo Carter is one of our senior consultants, and we have a criteria. Our criteria is based upon Black College Nine's top 10 poll. We have two polls that work together. We have the large school, which consists of the NCAA Division I HBCU programs from the SWAC and the MEAC. And then we have the Division II in the NAIA official governing bodies. So our top 10 poll, and we have the large school poll and the small school poll. And the criteria is win and you're in, get ranked and you're in. It's no different than the NCAA, what the NCAA Division I does.
Mm-hmm. And will you be tracking this all during the year? For example, will we have updates on that on Black College Nines?
Every year, yes.
That's excellent.
Not only do we track that, but the teams are very much aware, because here's the thing, Bill. We are getting away from having a mythical champion. We don't want writers deciding who's going to be a champion, because you never know. You know, you might have a stout team that finishes in the poll third, and they have a better record than the team that finished first, and then their strength of schedule might blow the top-ranked team out the window. Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we've created a situation as to where we're going to settle this thing on the field.
And that's right where it should be settled, no doubt about it. Michael Coker, our guest. Michael, I'd like to invite you back so we can talk in a little further depth about the Black College World Series coming up in May. Michael Coker, our guest. And when we return, Gene DeLisio covers the small college beat next on College Sports Weekly.